Everybody, Andy here again. Well, I'm sure you know that it was only a week or so ago that it was Halloween. One of those days when you get people knocking on your door. And I know there's lots of stories about trick-or-treating and how it's degenerated and people are threatening and throwing eggs at people's doors as we've had over here in the UK. Not that happened to me, because what I do is that I put up a sign on the door saying, no trick-or-treating. Please, thank you very much, type of thing. But a couple of days later, I had another knock on the door, and I went to the door, no note on the door, never thought anything about it, and it was Jehovah's Witnesses. One of those things that happens every so often. You get people knocking on your door, whether it be religious people, political parties looking for votes, general hawkers, carol singers even at other times of day. All unwanted people, all people that you're not inviting, but all who come to your door, knock on your door and expect you to answer and then take notice of whatever they've got to say. In these days, we can find out about anything that we want to via the internet, whether it be alternative religions to any that we may practice. Maybe we don't practice any religions at all, and we're quite happy with that. Maybe we're quite easy to find alternative power companies and things like that, other people who knock on your door, etc. And it's one of those things that actually annoys me quite a lot. As I said, if I was interested in any religion or a different religion, it's quite easy for me to go and find out about it. I do not like to be pestered by people. I'm not just having a go at religious groups here, although they are one of the main people, because they do it regularly. And I've told them not to, but they still come back. I don't see why anybody should come and try and force their views onto me. I wouldn't allow it to happen in the street, so why on earth should I allow it to happen in my home? And thankfully, there are only a few groups who do that. Most others don't do it. They obviously realise that there are other means. If you want to get in touch with that particular religion, there are very many ways of doing it. But as I said, I don't want to just keep going on about them. But as you can probably tell, it is one of those things that annoys me. They always used to say that an Englishman's home is his castle. And therefore, we don't want people coming across that drawbridge and coming up and knocking on the door and expecting to be received nicely. I do have some sort of respect and admiration sometimes for those religious people who do come knocking on the door. And you can always tell as soon as you open the door, you know that they are trying to sell you some type of religion. They have that sort of look to them. And as I say, I don't mean that in a nasty way as well. This time, I was relatively polite, because I'm not always. My wife hates it when people call me on the phone. There's another one. People cold calling you on the phone, all the same sort of things, except religions don't usually bother to do it that way. And my wife hates it the way that I get rid of them. I'm short and sweet and to the point. But to me, I feel that's my right. They're invading my privacy. They're invading or trying to invade my home. And therefore, if they do that, then they have to pay the consequences. But as I said, with these particular religious people, most of the people that come, I'm fine, firm and fair, but I tell them not to come back. And if they do come back, then they may well get a mouthful. I mentioned the Jehovah's Witnesses to my wife, and I said I was firm and fair. She said, what did you say? And I told her, she said, well, that doesn't sound very fair and polite to me. But I don't swear, I don't raise my voice, I just make it plain to them that they're not welcome, and that goes for all of them. I would like to put a sign on my door saying, you know, no hawkers, callers, religious groups, politicians, Halloween, whatever it might be. Yes, I know it makes me sound like a real grumpy old man, but why should you put up with these intrusions in your life that you don't like? Once again, the British are quite often talked about because we don't complain enough, we don't stand up for ourselves enough. This is one of those things you should be able to stand up and not have to put up with this type of thing. As I've said, I'd love to put a note up or a something up on the door, in the window, whatever, saying please do not call. Junk mail is another one. You get junk mail, people put it through your door. The amount of waste and that goes into that as well. I'd like to do that, but my wife doesn't want that, partly for aesthetic reasons, because it doesn't look nice. And I do understand that point of view, but it then means that you get the people knocking on your door, not necessarily thinking that you're going to be welcoming, but you haven't actually said that you don't want them there. I'd like to put one up just to see what happens and see if people do actually knock on the door. It doesn't happen during Halloween. Trick-or-treaters don't usually come. That's partly because the area that we live in doesn't tend to have a lot of small children around, or that sort of age group, I suppose. But And that would be interesting. If you had a sign up and they still knocked on the door, now that might be an interesting conversation. Anyway, I'd love to know what your thoughts are on there. What do you think about this? Do you think I'm going too far? Do you think I'm being unfair and unreasonable? Or do you think, yeah, that's right, I agree with you, Andy. I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.